It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. I am doing a quick recording kind of on my work computer here while wrapping up work. Anyway, so what I thought I'd hit record quick before I wrapped up for the day and just to see if this Windows voice recorder even worked. I haven't used anything like that before. So I just thought I would, because my audio system is hooked up to my work laptop now, I figured if I can record, then I can do, you know, this, so to speak. So today is April 9th. Thursday, April 9th, 2020. So it's been very, very windy here today. Holy cow, it looks windy out there. yeah, we had some bursts of snow and a whole bunch of other fun stuff. So I'm going to be wrapping up a couple of things for work as I'm recording here. So you may hear some random clicking and typing and all that fun stuff that goes along with working. But hey, you know, clicking, click, 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 clickety, click, click. I'm trying to think of what I wanted to have for a topic. Radio has been very quiet today. I'm not sure why, you know, with so many people home, but, you know, maybe they're like me. You're working, you don't want to sit there and chat. Although now, well, that was just the idea of Wasika that you always, I hear that all the time. Well, you should hear the radio next time it pops up here. We'll see. hopefully you heard that, maybe. So, yeah, with the, well, I think it settled down low for the temperature a little bit, so I haven't heard as many distant contacts, but, it's definitely interesting, kind of watch how that kind of happens. So, I don't have a topic, actually, or a rant or anything. The biggest thing now is figuring out when things are kind of start resuming back, so to speak. Like I was in contact with our soccer organization and soccer team and find out what's happening there. Do we have a coach? You know, assuming we start May 4th or whatever it is that the although it is right now. Yeah, I think it's May 4th. You know, assuming we can get started about that time, what does that look like? Apparently, we don't have a coach right now, which is kind of weird. We're supposed to have a paid coach this year, too, which I don't know if they can't find one. I guess maybe we'll get some money back. Probably not. Yeah, so that, I mean, that's a change for my son this year is we're having a paid coach. But I would assume that means that they are a little bit better. In training, you kind of drive the kids a little more. I don't know what that means, honestly. It's the first year in doing that. And then they're talking about accelerated soccer season this year. So that will be interesting what they do with that. And maybe if they just do like one game against each team and that's it. I'm not sure. But they were talking about an accelerated schedule. Normally, we play about two games against each team. It depends upon how many teams are in there. I think there's been a couple of years where there's two teams that we don't play a second time. Excuse me. I don't know. I'm not sure what this is going to look like. You know, the world is different and it's going to feel different and it's going to run different. And that's how things are going to work as we get into that next phase of everything. What am I thinking about here? I guess you can't really exactly work and talk at the same time. It doesn't work as well. Anything else? No, not really. I'm going to keep this a short one, I guess. The only thing I guess I will say is that I have been listening to everybody's convert or everyone's shows, and all of them have been really good. Jay has always been fantastic, and well, I mean, that hasn't changed. I am not going to say I've been paying 100% attention to most other people's, only because I usually listen while I'm working, so nothing sticks out my mind right now of what I have heard and so on. Oh, I guess the Comedy Forecast. I can't remember his name. Sorry. I have been hearing a little bit of ours too, and that's an interesting storyline. I can't wait to see where that one goes as well. Yeah. So, you know, I'm keeping this the old audio blog format. I thought about doing a word of a day and kind of floundered on that because I can only have so many topics. I'm not a good ranter like Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov was, and what's the other guy, Mike something, that you both used to do kind of a rant each show. Mark's was the entire show, and Mike's was usually just a portion of the show. Little essay, rant, I always call it a rant, you can call it whatever you want. Those are always fun at the time. Boy, I would love to hear what they say today. But I think Mark is doing his own voiceover company now, so he's probably busy doing a lot of voiceovers and not much time doing podcasting. So, you know, that kind of fun stuff. So, yeah, I'm definitely not that. I definitely can't sit down and write up a whole essay and read it like I just coming off the top of the head or anything like that. I am not that kind of a person. I'm finding there is a hot spot on my microphone, which I thought I could sit off to the side of my mouth a little bit like this, but I'm finding I get a little hotter when I go this way. So I don't know. I got to figure out where to put my microphone so it's not blocking my screen. That's where the whole thing comes out to. I'll have to play with that more. We were doing a sample run of our council meeting just to see how it works. And the city manager, he's the big boss. He said, boy, what's that mic got there? It looks like he's running a whole studio over there. And I was like, yeah, I do have a full studio here, pretty much. I got the microphone, the mixer. I could hook up instruments if I wanted to. Don't know how to play any of them, but hey, you know. So, yeah, that's... people are getting a little laugh out of me running my whole podcast studio equipment, I guess, if you want to call it that. But hey, you know, I got the best sound of any meeting. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up here. Talk to you next time. Bye. The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.